morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting. The website is santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the program, Robert Knott will be here, as he is every Friday, speaking of the arts. Right now, I'd like to welcome Don Scott Carpenter. He's the executive director of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. Welcome.
Good morning.
Now, this is a great time of year for all choruses, probably, in the country.
Absolutely.
Because of the amazing wealth of Christmas songs. What is the Desert Chorale?
Desert Chorale is a professional chamber choir that's in residence here in Santa Fe. We bring professional singers from all over the country twice a year, both in the summer and the winter, to perform some of the finest choral literature in the repertoire.
And so when you say chamber choir, what does that mean? It's small? Or
typically 20 to 24. We sing with 24 in our major programs, and sometimes in the summer 10 to 12 singers, depending on the programming, but 24 or less.
And so you have 24 coming out for Christmas?
Actually, we have 20 coming for Christmas.
And what kind of repertoire do you sing? Is it all Christmas, or, as they say now, holiday programs, holiday songs?
It's holiday. We have several Christmas selections, a few Hanukkah selections, both sacred and secular Christmas. And it's a nice, wonderful, eclectic array of music for the holiday season.
So it's half men and half women?
It is. I believe it's 10 and 10.
Linda Mack is the executive director. You're the executive director. She's the musical director.
Correct.
What's the job of a musical director? Do they actually do the arrangements? What do they do?
Some music directors do, and it really depends on the individual. Linda is wonderful at picking programming that really sort of helps Santa Fe celebrate the holidays, creating programming that really celebrates the chamber choir world, meaning, you know, finding the finest pieces, bringing them to Santa Fe, and complementing them with carols that just sort of give you the warm fuzzies, if you will, just sort of that nice array of programming, and she just melds it together really nicely into a package that is just a wonderful offering for the community.
So let's hear our first track on the Desert Chorale disc. This is This Little Babe. And the Desert Chorale with This Little Babe. That's not a Christmas song I know.
It's probably not one that you're familiar with, but it's actually from a set of carols entitled A Ceremony of Carols by Benjamin Britten, which happens to be the main work of our Merry New Mexico Christmas that we're performing this winter season. It was written probably 80 years ago, but the major work is actually sort of one of the staples of the holiday collection now.
Now, Don Scott Carpenter, you are the new executive director of the Desert Chorale, and you came all the way from Louisville, Kentucky.
I did. I moved here in July to become the executive director.
And what were you doing there?
I was the artistic and executive director of the Louisville Youth Choir, which was a semi-professional children's and youth choir, celebrating their 40 years this year, actually. So it's a long staple of the Louisville community.
So in a youth choir that goes on for 40 years, there's a lot of turnover. Everybody graduates. You're not youth forever.
Exactly. It's a new program every 4 years. So.
And what about in the Desert Chorale here? Do some of the same people come back year after year?
We have an incredible core of singers here in Santa Fe. Some come every other year, depending on their schedules, either at university teaching jobs or professional singing gigs. But we do have a core of singers, and then we have others who come maybe sing 1 year, 2 or 3 years. I think one of our singers is currently in his 12th or 13th year, consecutive year. So, you know, it sort of just depends on the individual and where they are in their careers.
Are you a singer as well?
I am a singer, but actually by schooling, I have an undergrad in organ and a master's in choral conducting. So that was sort of my focus.
So music all around.
Absolutely.
Do you still sing? Are you, as executive director, allowed to audition for the Desert Chorale?
I wouldn't want to. The workload would be absolutely too incredible. And singing at this point is in the car and in the shower for me.
As for many of us, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Don Scott Carpenter, executive director of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. So let's see. I mean, this is sort of an opportunity for me. It's a little early in the season, although, as Christopher Hagen pointed out today, the holiday season does seem to start around Labor Day, but it's a chance to listen to some music. This is an unusual arrangement of Joy to the World. It's the second track on our Desert Chorale Christmas and Not Just Christmas disc. Let's hear it. The Santa Fe Desert Chorale. Now, the Desert Chorale has a number of recordings on CD. The Christmas music, for example, that we were just listening to, where do they record that? Is it in a studio? Is it in a church?
That selection is from a recording entitled Christmas in Santa Fe, which was actually recorded live in 2005 at the Cathedral of the Basilica of St. Francis here in Santa Fe.
Oh, okay.
And we have 13 recordings, two that we're releasing this week. One that was recorded live this summer as part of our summer festival. It was a recording of Rachmaninoff's Vespers. And then we have another recording that's being released this week, which is mainly commissioned and premiere works in 2006 and 2007 on a CD entitled First Day.
First Day. What's First Day?
The title track is a piece entitled First Day, and it's by text by Robert Bodie and music by John David Ernest. And it was actually commissioned by one of our patrons, Janie Oakes, here in Santa Fe for her birthday last year. And so we recorded it, or premiered it, and then recorded it last year and have released it this year.
Now let's go back to the Christmas music. Some of it is sung a cappella. Some of it is sung with instrumental accompaniment. What kind of... are all the concerts at the... at the cathedral?
No. Actually, this season we have three different programs. The first one is Carols and Choruses, which actually is a program with the Santa Fe Symphony Brass, the Symphony Chorus, and our children's choir, actually at Cristo Rey Church. So that's one venue, obviously, with piano and with brass and a whole eclectic array of instrumentation. And then our mainstay program, I guess, is A Merry New Mexico Christmas. And as I mentioned earlier, the main piece is the Britain Ceremony of Carols, which is actually for chorus and harp, which is a nice complement to the performance. And then our final performance, our final program this year is Silver Bell Spectacular, which is actually a gala performance, lighter carols, sort of your secular holiday things, you know, a little Frosty and Santa thrown in there,
right,
for a nice entertaining evening.
And that's at the El Dorado Hotel.
It is.
A couple days before Christmas Eve. So when you have instruments, is it usually just harp, or are there other things as well?
No, actually, as we look toward next year, we're actually doing a program with the entire Santa Fe Symphony. So it sort of runs the gamut of a cappella literature, orchestra. It just really depends on the programming, the venue, and what is sort of the flavor of that particular program in any given season.
So you've got a new disc released, Rachmaninoff's Vespers, and we're going to hear something from that. Who wants to pronounce Bogorodice Devi?
Devo, very close. I had trouble the first time I looked at it as well. That is the Russian.
Bogorodice.
I think I have to look at it again.
Yeah, yeah.
But most people will know this piece, if they know it at all, as Ave Maria.
Oh, okay. Well, that's track 4 on the disc. Let's hear that. And Rachmaninoff's Vespers. What does the word Vespers even mean?
Well, the Vespers are actually a set of pieces. Well, actually, in Roman Catholic liturgy and in the Byzantine liturgy, it's actually hours of the day where different texts is either spoken, sung, or prayed. And the Rachmaninoff's setting the Vespers, we're taking every one of those hours, setting it to music. This particular work, the Rachmaninoff Vespers, is for tenor soloist and choir. And most of the notes say it's for 4-part choir, but actually goes to 11-part choir. And some of the exciting pieces, moments of the work is when the low bass goes way down to a low B flat. And you heard some.
We just heard a little bit of that right now.
So it's just a wonderful setting of really is a religious service setting.
There's something about that kind of sacred music, which is so just inexplicably beautiful.
Absolutely. And when you experience it in any major space, for example, the cathedral last summer, or any place, it's a both aural and visual experience, because you sort of find yourself wrapped in the music, in the moment, and it's just a wonderful example of the Russian liturgy, Russian literature.
So this is a new disc that's been released, and there's also, we have another song that we're going to play from the First Day disc, and the selection that we chose was a piece called Georgia O'Keeffe, I Hate Flowers.
This is from a work entitled Words from an Artist's Palette by Arizona composer Judith Cloud, and it absolutely is, for most people in Santa Fe will find this very comical, but these are words spoken by Georgia O'Keeffe.
So every word in the song we're about to hear is a word spoken by Georgia O'Keeffe?
Yes.
Is it all I Hate Flowers? Well, we'll see.
You'll see.
Let's play it. And that's a little bit of comic relief from the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. We're talking to Don Scott Carpenter, executive director of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale, just as of the last few months. And your first name is Don Scott.
It is.
Double name rather like my own.
Absolutely.
That's a southern thing?
It must be.
So the Desert Chorale has these discs out. So how do you go about selling these discs? Is there a high demand among Santa Feans for Desert Chorale CDs?
There actually is. We've had requests for 3 months trying to get the Vespers recording ever since the summer festival. And you can actually require our recordings either at our concerts by calling our office and probably by the end of next week on our website.
What is the number at the office?
It is 988-2282. And our website, of course, is desertchorale.org.
So you also have a children's choir.
We do. It's in its seventh year, and it is currently for fourth through eighth graders who rehearse once a week and perform sporadically throughout the year.
And so, I mean, it's a very rigorous audition process for the members of the professional Desert Chorale. What about for the children's choir?
For the children's choir, it's not quite as extensive, but we do like to have the opportunity to work with individual singers, listen to them sing, have them sort of work in tandem with groups to see how they relate to others in a setting. Usually it's My Country, Tis of Thee, or Stars, you know, something that will make them comfortable, but we can hear them sing, see what they can do, and then put together an ensemble of the finest in Santa Fe.
When you were working in Louisville with the youth choir there, did a lot of those people in the youth choir then go on to have professional music careers?
Yes, actually, we did a poll about 5 years ago, and 97% of our graduates went on to become music majors in college.
Is that right?
Yes.
Very interesting. So the training you get, and I wonder how it is in the Desert Chorale, the young people's choir.
It's hard to tell just because the current program stops at eighth grade. We are looking down the road, hoping to expand our programming through 12th grade, but currently, eighth grade, we sort of lose them to their schooling and other activities, but the ones who are involved, it's amazing the excitement. They are, some of them studying voice, some of them studying piano, and so they're definitely involved in music outside of the Desert Chorale.
So you are new in town. What are your impressions of Santa Fe so far?
I absolutely love Santa Fe. I've been waiting for snow for weeks, and so for Thanksgiving I was excited to see that on the mountains. And I love to walk around the plaza and just experience Santa Fe. I was in Albuquerque the other day and just was really ready to get back to Santa Fe.
Well, Don Scott Carpenter, it's wonderful to have you here. Don Scott Carpenter is Executive Director of the Desert Corral, and the programs run from the 12th of December, which is, what day of the week is that?
It's Wednesday.
That's Wednesday of next week, through the 22nd at the Cristo Rey Church, at the Cathedral, at Santa Maria de la Paz, at the El Dorado Hotel. For more information and tickets, you can call the Lenzig Box office, which handles all the tickets, 988-1234. And you can also, if you've got questions about the discs or anything else, call the Santa Fe Desert Corral at 988-2282. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me this morning.
We're going to go out with O Holy Night by the Santa Fe, or sung by the Santa Fe Desert Corral. I'd like to welcome now Robert Knott. He is Associate Editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Art Supplement in the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he's with us today, as he is just about every Friday, speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me. We're going to get some weather later.
I think we have weather all the time. It's just a question of what kind of weather.
Right away. The first thing, right away. It's
what,
amazing.
The milk of human kindness?
Never mind that.
Or the imperative to use correct and accurate language.
Okay, that's two. I didn't even, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Christmas holiday season. Everybody's in a happy mood, and I got to come in here. I just ran into actor Todd Anderson. He was over there having a chai or something at the bar. He said to say hello to everybody. He's a
Hi,
good guy.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd. And it's not the arts, and I'm just starting off because I myself have adopted a couple of kitty cats from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, but they are still looking for people to adopt kitty cats there.
That's so true.
And right now, you know, you're driving your kid to school, and they've been saying, Mommy, for Christmas, I want a kitty cat. And you're, like, trying to get them off the topic, and then this idiot Robert Knott comes out and goes, oh, the kitty's down there. You can go pick one up, and then now they're pulling at your sleeve, and you'd like to get your hands on me. But anyway, down there at Caja del Rio Road, Santa Fe, 983-4309, Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, they're looking for people to adopt cats, and only if you really can love them, take care of them, have a good home for them, and understand two things based on my experience. One, there's no hantavirus anywhere near my apartment. No mousies at all. They don't come around. And number two, the thing about kitty cats is you don't need an alarm clock because they climb on the bureau and they push your watch or your wallet off to wake you up at 5:30 when they want to eat. Then you move that stuff like off the bureau, but they find it. I don't know how they, in my house, I don't know how they find, like, if I put it on it. Wherever I put that stuff, they manage to track it down and knock it off. But the kids
Well, I'll
are,
tell you, I need, if I didn't have three dogs who would eat a cat if I had a cat,
no,
I need a cat because I have a mouse and they're not going into my mouse trap.
No. What, the dogs?
I have mice. No, the mice. They're not using the mouse trap
That's
the way they
where
should.
Rent-A-Cat comes in handy. That's my new, I'm starting a new company New Year's. Oh, you're going to love this. It's called Rent-A-Cat. We'll talk later. We've got to talk about the arts. Tonight, first of all, if you're looking at, I don't know if anybody ever invited you over to their apartment, regardless of their gender, and said, would you pose for some etchings for me? That happens to me, I must admit, less than I would like. But anyway,
no
Argos Etchings.
No one has ever done that to
Really?
Me. No.
Huh. That's too bad.
Not the etching part.
Good model. Argos Etchings and Paintings, 821 Canyon Road, has from Barbizon to Santa Fe. Etchings from 1850 to 1930. Reception 5 to 7:30 p.m. Show runs through December 21st. Story in today's Pasa Tiempo. If you like stuff from the 60s, like 1964 London, when the Beatles were there, London, who else was there? The Rolling Stones. A lot of actors went over there.
Herman's Hermits.
Mrs. Brown used Oh So Mod London in 1960s is a photographic exhibit. Work of Philip Townsend. Reception 6 to 8 p.m. Wear out. Gallery Lulu, 343 East Palace Avenue, downtown. Story in today's Pasta Tampa. Paul Weideman did an interview with the photographer. Monica Caden Fine Arts is having Bronxes and Mixed Media Installation by Monica herself. It's called Deja Vu. Remember that movie with Olivia Newton-John and Gene Kelly? Deja Vu. No, that was Xanadu. Oh, well, this is Deja Vu, which is the same thing as like having an experience you had before, but you sort of can't figure out what that experience was. You know, sort of like going to work every day or something like that.
Who was it who said, it's deja vu all over again?
That was me. It's at 514 A Alto Street, 989-4944. The reception is 3 to 7 p.m. today. The show runs through December. Meanwhile, we always like to promote fine arts for children and teens.
Indeed.
Which is a roughly 15-year-old nonprofit that supports arts education, gives kids a chance to create art. They're having an exhibit that opens today in the main floor of the Santa Fe City Hall downtown on Lincoln Avenue. It's free. The reception is from 4 to 6. They usually have like lemonade and Kool-Aid and stuff. And the show runs through January, so go on down, take part of this. I went to one of the receptions in a bank, and the artwork was really good. But I didn't know that the bank was having its own reception for like some of its prime investors. So I went over to their table and like was having champagne and stuff and really good hors d'oeuvres. And then I was walking through the Fine Arts for Children and Teens exhibit, and that got me into trouble.
What you won't do for caviar, Robert.
For what?
Caviar.
Caviar, that's like, caviar is like when you got a warning and you sell somebody. But one caviar. Don't go on Friday nights. Touching Stone Gallery has Susan Christie, Dewdrops and Moonlight. In the misty moonlight. It's Sumi E Works. Do you know what Sumi E is?
Is that some kind of calligraphy brush painting or something?
It's very, very like that. I finally got you on something. I wish I could explain
what
it
is
myself.
It?
Well, you pick up the pasta, go to page 64, and there's a wonderful story in there.
What is it?
It's like, what'd you just say? Hand brush, sort of, Sumi-E. It's over at Touching Stone, or over there on the old Santa Fe Trail. You go down there and take a look at some of this.
He's going to page
stuff.
64, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, what do you want me to say here?
What is it?
It's ink on charcoal and ink on paper. And
okay, so I was close.
It's beautiful, you know, Asian calligraphy. That's what it is.
That's what I said. December, we've got a notice here from Body of Santa Fe letting us know what is going on there. And one of the things that's going on is December 14th, Eros Sophia, Poems and Dances of Mystical and Erotic Love at 7 o'clock. It's a collaboration of poet Jennifer Ferraro and dancer-choreographer Mira Crean, exploring the wise and sensuous depths of the heart, voice through poetry and sacred dance.
Oh, boy. Tell me that time again. That's when I didn't
get it. That's 7 o'clock on December 14th. What
that's
day of the week
weekend.
Is that? Oh, that's next weekend.
But that's good because you can remind me so I can get sort
okay.
of, start perspiring towards that. The Nutcracker's a fun story. I don't know if you ever saw it. It comes around every Christmas time. Aspen Santa Fe does a show down at the Lensic. It's opening at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Great thing for the kids. Mousies, Micies, soldiers, Nutcrackers. Christmas tree comes to life. Ornaments do dances. It's got some music. I think there's a Sugar Plum Fairy. 988-1234. Craig Smith did a fun piece in Pasa Tiempo today about it. There's a lot of theater this weekend, oddly enough. Hysteria, also known as Fragments of an Analysis of an Obsessional Neurosis. Uh-oh. Terry Johnson's play opens at Theater Work, which is reviving its season at the James A. Little Theater and the School for the Deaf on Cerritos Road. 7:30 is the showtime. Here's a phone number, 471-1799. Autumn Portraits, you know anything about that? Puppetry. Sandglass Theater of Vermont presenting a solo mask and puppet show. It's sort of appropriate for all ages, but probably better if you're like 12 and up. It's five different puppets dealing with their manipulator. And I went down and looked at some of their work when they were playing in Albuquerque a couple of weeks ago, and it's a really exciting company, Sandglass Theater. Theater Grotesco is presenting them. It's tonight at 8 o'clock at the Wise Fool Space on Agua Fria Street. Here's a phone number. 474-8400.
Now, how about Master Harold and the Boys.
I was just about to get there, but go ahead. You saw a rehearsal.
I saw a rehearsal of it. It is a superb play. It is just as a piece of literature, it's one of the best written plays I've ever seen in my whole life. And the acting in this particular case is absolutely superb, especially by, but not including, but not limited to, Quinn Armstrong, the young man who, the age-appropriately young man who plays Master Harold, who is a teenage boy.
And who's producing the piece. There's a piece in Passabetta. I am going to go see that this weekend. I'm also going to see Hysteria.
I really encourage everybody who's listening to go see that play.
Do you want to talk about To Strike the World?
What?
To Strike the World. Isn't that the...
To Strike the World, a performance piece for 12 instruments and 12 voices.
That makes sense.
It opened on Wednesday, and there's two more performances today and tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Great Hall at the Peterson Student Center at St. John's College.
7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock tonight.
Cheap to get in, usually.
And it juxtaposes, check this out, juxtaposes the letters and creative musings of President Harry S. Truman against the remembrances of historian and author Toyofumi Ogura before and after the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima. Wow.
That's pretty deep for 12 instruments and 12 voices. Georgia O'Keeffe has a museum holiday concert all evening long, 5, 5.45, 6.30, 7.15 tonight. No charge, free. They're on Johnson Street. Go. Meanwhile, Santa Fe Women's Ensemble has a Christmas offering. They're going to do Samuel Gordon's All This Night. It's a suite of five songs using original text and old 15th century poetry. Music by a lot of famous composer names that I couldn't possibly pronounce on my best day, and I'm not going to have much of a chance this morning when I have such a hangover, even my hair hurts. Anyway, at 7 o'clock tonight, Loretto Chapel.
What were you doing last night?
I went with this cowboy writer, what's his name, Johnny Boz. I went over to the saloon at the, what do you call it? The saloon at Del Toro, what's that called?
Del Toro.
We went over there, we had some beers, and we talked, and we were there late. That's... Guy's always looking to start trouble. Fortunately, I calmed him down, got him out the back door, and managed to lift his wallet. Anyway, 7 o'clock tonight for the Women's Ensemble. I know it's Del Toro.
And on a more elevated note, St. John's is offering community seminars to members of the community to read and discuss seminal works. I guess that's why you have seminars for seminal works. The same way that the students study classics at St. John's, it's a discussion-based program limited to in size in order to ensure a spirited dialogue. They begin in mid-January and take place on 10 consecutive Tuesdays or Wednesday evenings or Saturday afternoons, depending on which program you sign up for. If you want more information, you call 984-6099.
Did you ever try to elevate somebody with your fingers, like sit around in a circle and you try to lift them up?
No.
That's like magicians do it?
No, I've never done that.
That's interesting. It's fun to try, even if you fail.
So they're going to be, the seminars are Dante's Divine Comedy and Thus Spoke Zarathustra by Nietzsche and Kafka short stories and Yeats poems and Dostoevsky and
Yikes.
Henry James and Shakespeare's sonnets and Melville's Moby Dick, Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. It's just, the classics just keep on coming.
I never read anything if I can't pronounce the author's name. Like that Tyaskovsky guy.
Dostoevsky?
Yeah, him. Now, Melville I don't mind looking at, but man, trying to get through the preface of Moby Dick is bad enough. Hey, do you know anything about the dirty novels? Ties right in with what we were talking
about. Why, no, Robert.
Well, they are indie rockers from Albuquerque, and they are playing tonight at 9 o'clock at El Paseo Bar and Grill on Galisteo Street. You got to pay to get in, but it ain't much money. Here's the phone number, 992-2848. And if you want to do some rockin' and rollin' tonight, Rockstar Karaoke at 9 o'clock at CK's Nightclub. There's a cover. Or go down to La Casa Cena for the best of Broadway and jazz at 5:30 and 8. No cover. Or see the Hoodoos, who are a great dancing band. Rock and Blues, 8 o'clock, La Fonda, La Fiesta Lounge, no cover.
Hey, what about Tony Buford's Steppin' Out? They're performing tonight at Cities of Gold Casino at 9 o'clock. And Tony Buford is also one of the actors in Master Harold and the Boys.
And that's why they're not doing a show tonight, by the way.
That's why they're not doing a show tonight. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
What was the name of that kitty cat that used to say that? There you go, back to the cat. Right, this is when I really like being on your show. This is when you sort of, what do you want to call it? You sort of endanger yourself to my situation. Yeah, exactly. Snagglepuss was great, wasn't he? And he's like a kitty cat, so if you want to adopt kitties, go down, heavens to Murgatroyd, exit, stage, last. All of a sudden, you and I are friends again. once in
we've
a lifetime.
We've never not been friends.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, I'm on the show, and I'm 8 seconds into the show, there's some little zinger, and I don't even know if it's a zinger, but I'm aware of...
Does it make you doubt my love and loyalty for you?
No.
Okay.
Once in a lifetime is a Ruth Zipporah performance with Peter Breslin and Chris Jonas helping out at 8 o'clock.
One performance only?
Yeah, Saturday at the Rail Yard Performance Space. You got to pay to get in. 988-2676. Once in a lifetime, I'm here with Mavis Charlotte. Go ahead.
So how about the Mambo Room, DJ Mambo,
hey,
spinning
Mambo
discs at Cloud Cliff tomorrow night from 9:30 to 1 in the morning, salsa with a New York vibe. And there's a free class beforehand with admission, of course, on New York-style salsa.
That's pretty good.
There's wine, there's beer, there's a door prize. There's door prizes.
Pretty cool. Breakfast with Santa. That's fun. I didn't think he'd get up that early, especially getting ready for Christmas. But listen up. 8:30 tomorrow morning at the Kingston Residence of Santa Fe on Legacy Court. The Kingston Residence Retirement Community is going to have a fundraiser for Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families. How can you go wrong? Pancake breakfast, activities for the kids, and a photo opportunity with Santa Claus. I'm going to go just for that part. It's 8:30 tomorrow at the Kingston Residence of Santa Fe on Legacy Court. The phone number is 471-2400. It's free. It'd be nice if you brought an unwrapped toy or canned good or something nice that you could donate to the shelter.
The Santa Fe Film Center, now that the film festival is over, is playing some of the films that were in the film festival and some that weren't. There's a documentary called Lost and Found in Mexico about people, about Americans who moved to Mexico to find a life that they just can't find here. And that is this weekend, today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday of next week. And there's a movie that I thought was terrific called Miss Navajo, which is playing tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Sunday and Monday.
Which was voted Best Indigenous Picture at the festival.
Yep, and it's, I mean, you know, a beauty pageant in which multilingual skills are judged and sheep slaughtering and all sorts of crafts and other things. So it's quite a film.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you think the other 8 reindeer felt bad when Rudolph sort of became the star? Because, like, you wouldn't even know their names if it weren't for that song, because then they say, you know Dancer and Prancer, but they get shunted to the background.
It depends on their place in the hierarchy of that particular reindeer pack. Like, who was the alpha? And if Rudolph was the alpha, well, you know, they accept it.
Oh, I see. That's why he was at the front.
They don't like it. Nobody likes it, but they accept it. Some of them don't even mind.
Like the 7 dwarfs, was that the same problem, the situation? Was one of them more famous?
I don't know.
I have a hard time remembering their names, too.
Well, it's because they were made-up names. It was a Disney thing.
What do you mean made-up?
My mother would not let me watch Walt Disney cartoons when I was a little kid because she was a professor of German literature, and if I was going to read the Grimm's fairy tales, I had to read the Grimm's fairy tales and not see the diluted, sugar-coated, watered-down version.
That's funny because I used to watch Russ Meyer pictures and stuff by Roger Corman at that time. I didn't watch Disney either. Chris Calloway, Deep Babadoodop, is playing at 8:30 with the Burt Dalton Trio.
Yay.
Saturday, Silver Starlight Lounge, Rainbow Vision Santa Fe, 500 Rodeo Road. You got to pay to get in. Here's a phone number. 428-778-1. That didn't work out, but I was trying to be a little Christmassy. Meanwhile, the same evening, the College of Santa Fe Rock Ensemble with Peter Blackman leading the charge. Plays at 7:30 p.m. in the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space in Benildis Hall on the College of Santa Fe campus. It's free. 7:30, Saturday. So there's concerts to go to.
How's this for a movie title? Wrist Cutters, A Love Story.
Yikes.
That's at the CCA Santa Fe.
I bet it is. I hear it's a dark comedy.
Is it good?
I haven't seen it. But I recommend The Mist, the Stephen King picture. It's very frightening. And I don't recommend Redacted while we're talking movies. Winterfest. Sunday, another fun thing to do. It's in the winter, even if you don't like the holidays, you're grumpy, you're upset, you can't pay the bills, you realize you're talking about my life, you can't adopt a kitty right now, but you'll try to get one next year. The Museum of Indian Arts and Culture is presenting Winterfest. This will cheer you up. 1 to 4 p.m. on set Sunday in the museum by museum admission, which I think for New Mexico residents is free on Sunday. If I'm wrong, call me up, tell me. They're going to have children's book readings, book signings, hands-on art activities, panel discussion on Native American children's literature. It's going to be an annual family celebration, 1 to 4 Sunday. Go to the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture for Winterfest. 710 Camino Lejo, Museum Hill. If you're visiting in town, you can get a bus there. Actually, even from downtown, it's not a far walk, although it's supposed to rain and snow a little this weekend. What time is it?
It is 8:48.
Oh, we're doing good.
We are. We're doing well, too.
Monday night, a serious lecture by Southwest Seminars, If You Poison Us, a Native Environmental Perspective. It's going to be a lecture by Verna Williamson Teller, who was the former governor of Isleta Pueblo, at 6 p.m. Monday in the Hotel Santa Fe, 1501 Paseo de Peralta. You got to pay to get in, and proceeds benefit the New Mexico Environmental Law Center. Here's a phone number, 466-2775 for the Monday night lecture.
Hey, did you mention that tomorrow there is a screening and benefit sale and a screening of the film Losing the Elephants? And that's a documentary about elephants in East Asia. And it's tomorrow. I guess it'll screen during the day, throughout the day, from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon at 540 Canyon Road.
That's pretty good.
And for more information, 984-0043, and it's support World Women Work, which is a wonderful nonprofit right here in Santa Fe that support conservation of endangered species.
And we don't need to preach too much to the converted, because there's a lot of people out there that give to nonprofits during the season, and that's another good one. There's also a lot of seasonal events we are talking about, including on Tuesday, the Governor's Mansion Holiday Open House, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Governor's Mansion, which is on Mansion Drive, which is off Bishop's Lodge Road. It's free. It's an annual event, and there'll be a performance by the Advent Carolers. There's a phone number for info for this event, 1 to 3 on Tuesday, Governor's Mansion, 476-2800. I doubt the governor will be there. I think he's still in Iowa. There's another holiday concert in Vanessa of Santa Fe that night with Kirk Pavitt in performance on the piano. They're going to do operatic excerpts and popular carols. Audience participation encouraged. That means I can go.
You better go.
I wonder if they'll do any Dean Martin tunes. Then I would definitely show up. 6:30 and 8:30, Vanessa of Santa Fe, Tuesday night. Phone number, 982-9966. Got to pay to get in, but it ain't too bad. We can't mention prices on KSFR, your local community radio station. It's just the rule. Sometimes I try to get around it by, like, telling you how many fingers. For each finger is a dollar.
Yeah, it's no fair.
I know, so there's 7 for this one. Meanwhile, the same day, the Holiday Fashion Gift Show and Silent Auction, which means you can't speak. I guess Harpo Marx is hosting that, is offering a benefit for Esperanza Shelter also. I didn't realize it was another benefit for the same thing I already talked about, but so what? You should do this sort of stuff. Makes you feel better, even if you feel guilty. 5:30 to 7:30, Hotel Plaza Real, downtown on Washington Avenue. Tuesday night, Holiday Fashion Gift Show and Silent Auction, 989-1508. Got to pay to get in. I don't have enough fingers on my hands to tell you how much. Wednesday, get this, William Gamble, pioneer naturalist in New Mexico. Thomas Jervis is going to do a lecture at noon, which is free, in the Fray Angelico Chavez Library, 120 Washington Avenue, totally free, brown bag lunch, you can bring lunch, 476-5090, no charge. This is 12 noon on Wednesday. Pioneer naturalist. Now, naturalist, is that a nudist?
No.
What is it?
It's somebody who studies nature.
What's a nudist?
A nudist.
Isn't there a term like naturist or something?
Not that I know of, but you probably know scads more than I do about that particular subject.
I do know a little bit about it. St. John's College, but it's the holidays, so we're not going to be too naughty, because Santa Claus is watching me. This is always in December. I'm on my best behavior.
Look, he sees you when you're sleeping 12 months out of the year. He knows when you're awake.
Uh-oh. It's bad enough I got to deal with God. I got Santa Claus as my other conscience. This is terrific. There goes my gifts this year. Coal in my stocking. Well, with the price of heat this year, I wouldn't mind. St. John's College Holiday Theater Performance. Chrysostomus presents Truman Capote's A Christmas Memory and Dylan Thomas's A Child's Christmas in Wales. 8 o'clock, Wednesday night, Great Hall, Peterson Student Center. Cheap to get in. 984-6104. And it's just nuts with this stuff, because also that night, the Santa Fe Desert Chorale Winter Festival is carols and choruses. They're going to be teaming up with the Santa Fe Symphony Brass Quintet and Chorus. Quintet.
Quintet.
Yeah, there's 5 of them. 7:30 p.m. at the Cristo Rey Church on Canyon Road. Got to pay to get in. Under 12, no charge. 988-1234. A lot of holiday events really starting to pick up every single night.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a lecture about a century of retablos, Charles Carrillo and Thomas Steele team up to talk about this at 2 o'clock Wednesday at La Fonda. No charge. I don't know what room. They didn't tell us. That stuff is always good to include in a press release. But that's 2 p.m. Wednesday. And Naomi Klein that night. Lannon, what do you know about it?
What night is that?
It's a Wednesday night. And it's being rebroadcast on KSFR, I suspect. This Wednesday night, Landon has the author of Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism, teaming up with Laura Flanders, who's the host of Air America's Radio Nation, for the week, the, I don't know, what is it, once a month Landon brings in the show?
Yeah, Readings and Conversations. So, yeah, no, she's the author of The Shock Doctrine.
And she's the cover story in today's Pasatiempo, written by Jonathan Richards, good fellow. I don't mean good fellow.
And
like
Laura Flanders is a very well-known radio host, and she's on Air America, and she used to be on, I believe, on Counterspin.
Yeah, these things sell out. I suspect it's sold out, but 988-1234. There's a live broadcast on, sorry to advertise a rival, I think KUNM, but there's a rebroadcast on KSFR like a week from Saturday or Sunday. So
you can
find
it. Sunday afternoons.
Go on the KSFR website. The Mousetrap. Ooh, scary. Isolated
mansions. That's what I've got, a mousetrap. It's a Havahart mousetrap.
That's why you got to get down there and get a kitty cat.
I know, but my dogs will eat it.
No, the cat puts the dogs in line. That's the thing about kitties. They take over right away. They're like, I'm the boss.
I have my little dog named Milk is from a litter, and his brother jumped the fence at the house where he was living, which was like 5 feet high, chased a cat through the cat door into this little old lady's house, killed the cat, and was sitting there very proudly wagging his tail when the lady comes home and finds her dead cat.
Okay, these are terrible stories to tell on the radio early
in
the morning.
Well, I'm just saying, that is the genetic material of my cat, Milk.
Maybe that's the genetic material of your cat, Milk. Your cat,
I thought it was my dog.
My dog, Milk. I caught you. The truth comes out.
No.
That is a cat in disguise.
It's a dog.
That's the deal. Mary Charlotte, look closer. The kitties do this. They're savvy. They're smart. They dress up like dogs to fool people. I've seen this occur. It ties in with the whole Roswell incident. Look closer at that dog. I swear, if that's a cat killing a neighbor's cat and trying to put the blame
on it. It was a dog. It was a dog named Twizzle. And every time my little dog Milk does something vicious, I think, uh-oh, it's the Twizzle gene.
Oh, I see.
Expressing itself.
The Jekyll and Hyde syndrome. Feeding them abstract drugs.
Abstract?
Yeah, that means oblique. The Mousetrap is a Santa Fe Playhouse production of an Agatha Christie play. It opens next weekend, but there's a Thursday night preview, which is cheaper than most nights, at the Santa Fe Playhouse. So if you want a nice mystery set in an isolated mansion during a snowstorm, and I wrote a fun piece about this that will run in next Friday's PASA, get over there for The Mousetrap. Starts Thursday night, 988-4262. Say what time it is.
It is 8:55. Almost 8:56.
Did you talk about ballroom and Latin dancing at the dance station on Thursday night?
No.
7:30.
I talked about the Mambo Room tomorrow night.
Mambo. 7:30, lessons followed by dancing to DJ music at the dance station on Alameda Street, 901 West, where the Solana Center is, where I do my laundry. 989-9788, Thursday night, 7:30. So if you want to get out Thursday night for a fun night of dancing, head to the dance station.
The more salsa, the better. That's my motto.
Lugar extraordinaire. Meanwhile, you want to head down to Madrid? It's the Christmas open house. Ding, 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 ding.
Christmas in Madrid is always beautiful.
It certainly is. It's running through the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. Businesses open late on Saturdays. Here's a website to go check it out. Visit Madrid NM, as in Neri Marlet, .com/Christmas. It's a lot of stuff to put on the air, so just, I guess NM is for New Mexico.
I guess it is.
So it's not the same as Mary. I was trying to tie it in. So visit, they're drilling a guy's teeth over the other table there. Visit Madrid. Just look up Madrid Christmas online. You'll find it. But anyway, it's the weekends. Go down there, drive down, see the beautiful Madrid with lights and Santa Claus and stuff. Meanwhile, if you want to audition for the Benchwarmers, Santa Fe Playhouse One Act, they're auditioning next weekend. I'll mention this next week again at the Playhouse, but I'll tip you off now. And if you have a high school person you know that wants to make movies, the White Sands Film Festival High School Competition is in full gear. The festival takes place in March in Alamogordo. Maximum running time, 25 minutes. All types of movies okay. VHS, DVD. Make a movie and get it off to them. The deadline is December 23rd. So just as you're trying to do your Christmas shopping, now you got to make a movie. Well, make a movie about Christmas shopping. That's the best idea I ever had. I'm going to go out and do this, except I'm not.
You're not in high school anymore, although you act like it.
There we go. See, right at the beginning and then at the end. You want to find out information?
You love it, Robert. Just don't give me a hard time.
White Sands International Film Festival.com or look in the Pasatiempo under the announcements for under 21. What time is it?
It is 8:58.
I'm done.
Time to go. Robert Knott, it's wonderful to have you here. You love it. Come on, don't give me a hard time.
I
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Art Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us every Friday speaking of the arts, and it's wonderful to have you.
It was fun. Thanks.
And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting. The website is santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want. Thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez.
And the weather outside's going to be frightful.
The weather outside's going to be frightful.
So
and so enjoy the sort of mild weather for the little time we got it left. And Robert Knott, I'll see you next week. See you next Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Hasta la vista.
Adios, Mary Charlotte.
Bye.